Affairs Committee will come to order. Today are present Representatives Hoffman, Martin, Davidson, Donnelly, Ulmer. We have one bill before us. It's House Bill 498. And I would like to ask Jack Chenoweth to join us at the table. Jack drafted the bill, and I would just request that Jack might very briefly describe to the committee what the bill does.
Operative word is brief.
When the Controlled Substances Bill was enacted, 82, the legislation contained provisions such as you see in this bill relating to specific penalties for deliveries to minors, and the age that was set was at 19, which at that time the committee report said was to equate the age under this legislation to the existing age at which persons were legally able to purchase alcoholic beverages. In the intervening years, the age at which persons can purchase alcoholic beverages has increased to 21. This bill essentially maintains a distinction based upon that age. It raises, for purposes of legislation for the statutes covering delivery of controlled substances in the first degree and the third degree, the age up from 19 to 21, and makes the same provision in the statute covering the delivery of imitation controlled substances. That is what the bill does.
So basically from 19 to 21 to make it consistent with laws on consumption of alcohol. Okay, anyone have any questions for Mr. Chenoweth? Thank you very much. Stephanie, Joe, and I, anything to add from Miller and McLaughlin? Okay. Anyone else who wishes to testify on this bill? Russ Webb?
Just answer questions, I think. Mr. Chenoweth has done what needs to be done.
Okay, that was short. Any committee discussion?
Great for Terry. If they're old enough to vote and they're old enough to go to war, they.
Well, you're shooting down. That's the kind of thing they use in the mid-70s when they know what the age is. No. But you're shooting down one of my arguments for the marijuana law, you know, but now that you discovered this, we weren't going to touch the age part so that we can get to tears. But once you eliminate this problem, then our problem with the marijuana would be diminished significantly. So I'll move the bill away.
Okay.
Individual recommendation.
Any objection? Without objection, the bill moves. I'd also like to just bring back up HJR 51, Representative Grinberg's resolution regarding human rights in the Soviet Union. We held a hearing on it on Monday. Representative Davidson asked to have some time to think about it. He's indicated he has no objections to it moving to committee, so I entertain a motion to do so. Representative Donlin, is there any objection? Without objection, HJR 51 also moves from committee. Is there any other business to come before the committee today?
I have a resolution I'd like to bring up now.
No, we are adjourned.
Oh, we are.